Okay, there we go. So one of the things, and the reason that this came up so strongly this time, is that I've noticed in my practice that often what I need to be teaching or what article I need to write for Reiki News Magazine is shown to me in my own life. And I've noticed, and I think maybe I even talked about this the last time, because I'm going on about 3 or 4 weeks of it, where I've really been affected by the shoulds. And if I am relaxing, I should be working. If I'm working, I should be relaxing. If I'm doing dishes, I should be writing. If I'm writing, I should get the dishes done. I mean, it's just like they're annoying shoulds. They're not life serious shoulds, because as I have now been researching them, a couple weeks ago, it dawned on me, actually, I think it was before this class that it was revealed to me that the shoulds were part of what we needed to talk about. Then after that,
it was that day.
That's right.
Walking away, because you had a really bad day of it that day.
Yeah. And so then it showed up, because it's so persistent, and I'm even aware of it, and I'm even using Reiki with it, and I kind of get it. Like I don't really have all the shoulds I'm feeling. So I realized that that's the topic of my next article. And so I started researching the shoulds and found that there is actually a psychological term that maybe you guys know called shoulding, and realized how serious it is for many people, where some people, the shoulds are self-imposed expectations, even a way of expressing personal guilt. Sometimes the shoulds are imposed on us by others. So family of origin, culture, the way you were raised, and those shoulds can be affecting you. And then there are also the shoulds we put on others, and about how they should act or what they should be doing. So what I've also discovered is sometimes the shoulds are something that need to be let go of. Sometimes they're a source of like a heads up. Hey, there's a should here, and you may want to look at this should, and you may want to investigate how real this should is. So sometimes the shoulds are an intuition. Sometimes the shoulds are even unfulfilled intentions. So for instance, I want to walk more. So I have the shoulds around walking. And the real truth of it is, I need to walk more. So it's a valid should. And it's actually directing me and directing my attention there. Sometimes, like, I should go walking when it's kind of snowing and sleeting out. Now it's a should that is annoying and in my way and needs to be let go of. So what helps with this, from the little ones like that to the great big ones, this can help us identify, first of all, we're going to let go of those shoulds, the ones that don't belong there. But then in the journey, we're actually going to move, so that's like the healing part of it. In the bringing in part of it, we're going to look on what is really there. So you may be feeling shoulds in particular areas, But when you really look at how you are actually expressing who you are in each of these areas, it can reveal to you the subtleties of how you're choosing to live your life, your daily choices, where you are actually already expressing your life purpose. And all these, the little ways and the big ways. So in the journey, we're going to be working with both your divine nature and your human nature. So we're going to go into your divine nature first, and then with that awareness, come back over into your human nature. I say over, and I keep saying they're one nature. At the same time, I'm identifying them separately, but I think it does actually help when you know that, or, you know, it gives us a linear pathway. But anyway, we'll be coming back over the bridge, and from your human nature, really getting to look at who you are as you and how you are fulfilling the divine information. Because your divine nature is informing your human nature. And that's what we are doing with all of this work. Is giving you the opportunity. It's not necessarily about, you know, your how you accomplish things with it. It's really about having the access to your divine nature informing your human nature, that they're operating in alignment at all times. And sometimes you'll lift your focus into the divine nature. Most of the time we're in our human nature. So you want both consciousnesses available to you at all times. Doesn't mean you always want to be in all of it. There's the time we... He's just going to get comfortable there, Sherry. So I wanted everybody to be able to see me. So anyway... What I'd like to do is go ahead and just go into the journey. If you remember from last time, it's a fairly long journey. And we can, you know, if anybody has any questions or anything you want to share about that, we can do that first. Let me go ahead and stop the sharing. We can talk about that first, and then we'll go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll do the journey. So you'll want to have your music when we come back, and you'll also want to have your, if you want to do any automatic writing, there will be an opportunity for both. So, but before we take a break, anybody have any questions or anything you want to add or anything that happened from last time with this journey? They're always still channeled, so they can come out differently every time, so I get to go with you and find out how it's going to show up. So, what's the One Life? Oh, the One Life Purpose PDF. I see. Okay, great. All right. Well, then let's go ahead and take what it's, let's come back 7:30-ish. You know, take your time-ish, but come back to.